First day back to school for Chicago Public Schools students, some of them. And we're going to talk to Nader Issa, who was covering this for the Sun-Times. And I found it very interesting reading your story today, Nader. I always follow your work. And today I saw that you're kind of just remarking on how it's a very different school experience that they're returning to. And we knew it would be. But you sort of describe kind of then and now, and I'm just interested in your thoughts after being out there today and covering the first day, what you saw. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Thanks for having me. It was an interesting first day. You know, it's not the first day of the school year, but in many ways it feels like the first day of school in February, which is always weird. But kids are excited to be back. You hear them yelling and screaming. I was just over at Hawthorne Elementary and watching kids out at recess this afternoon, and they seem happy and excited to be back. But you know that inside the classrooms, it's way different. I mean, they're all wearing masks. They're all socially distant, not supposed to be turning and talking to each other that much. And we know that most kids right now are still on their laptops in class. And so it looks way different. I think it's just going to be something that people are going to have to get used to at the start, especially families who might have been expecting a normal experience going back. But hopefully over the next few weeks and months, it can sort of ease back into normal and figure out how school is going to look like post-pandemic.
And you said more than 92% of the classrooms will be less than half full because not everybody's returning. In fact, it seems the majority of families decided to stay home, at least for now. What do you know about that? What can you tell us? Safety concerns prevail, I presume, is the number one, or are some people saying, hey, this remote thing is working for us? I mean, I wonder what's behind that.
There are a lot of reasons, and like you're saying, the latest data from the end of last week is that 71% of CPS families are staying home. And one, there's a big chunk of those families that just didn't respond to CPS's questionnaire asking if they want to go back or not. That's a whole other issue. There are questions about families that maybe don't have internet and computer access and didn't even know to fill it out. There are also families that didn't fill it out because they knew it would default to them staying home. But as far as why families have chosen to stay home, there's obviously health and safety risks with COVID. I think a lot of families aren't ready to go back right now. We're seeing cases decline and things are starting to feel like maybe we're getting closer to the final phase of this wave. But I think just the trauma of the past however many months of high cases and family members and loved ones getting sick, there's a lot of discomfort with going back right now. I think there's also a large chunk of families who were interested in going back, but once they started to see what the plan was going to look like, with kids for the most part sitting in classrooms on laptops, the teacher at the front of the room doing simultaneous teaching, they're teaching the kid that's in the classroom in front of them and the kids who are at home over the laptop. And so I had a principal in the story you're talking about basically say this is remote learning in a classroom. And it can help a lot of families that sort of parents or essential workers need the flexibility to be able to go to work and not have to help their kids remote learning at home. But I think for a lot of families, that was a bit of a turnoff. It wasn't worth the risk just for what they're doing at home.
Yeah, or worth the shift and the hassle of going to school. If it seems as if some schools, and I did see that in your article, that most in-person, a lot of the schools are just making it seem a lot like the same experience of being at home, right? Exactly what you describe. It's interesting, and maybe that's just the way it needs to be right now, and slowly it will become, you know, more of an interactive experience like it used to be. It's fascinating stuff. I mean, I wonder, what are you hearing from the parents? Did you talk with any parents this morning as you're out there at Hawthorne?
Yeah, I mean, there's parents are excited to be back. The ones that chose to send their kids back have been waiting for this. They are happy that their kids are going to meet new friends and socialize and just get out of the house for a little bit. It's been this month, it's going to be a year since school is closed. I think today is 350 days since CPS and all Illinois schools closed. And so it's almost a year, and kids are at home. There are kindergartners who maybe if they didn't go to preschool, this is literally their first day in a school. And so a lot of excitement. I think there were some hiccups this morning. The online screener, the health screener that all students and staff have to fill out, basically checking off that they haven't had symptoms, haven't tested positive for COVID, all that. The server seemed to be overwhelmed this morning, and so it was crashing a lot. There were troubles at arrival, people not knowing which door to go to, and maybe the forehead thermometer is not working, all that type of stuff. So there was a little bit of anxiety and stress, but I think a lot of families who are back are excited to have their kids getting this experience for the first time in a year.
You know, speaking of anxiety and stress, did you happen to notice the principal at Hawthorne Elementary today has the exact same last name, Devlantis, as me? Did you notice that connection at all, Nader, when you were out there?
I did. As soon as I saw the last name, I was like, this name sounds familiar. It's not the most common name, but I think I've seen this before.
Yeah, it's my sister out there, and she was a little nervous that the whole world was coming to descend on her school for the first day and ask her questions, and the mayor was going to be there, and the schools, and the media. She was actually concerned about the media, too. She loves being an educator. I don't know that she loves necessarily, you know, the whole spotlight part of it all, but I heard she did well. Did she do pretty well?
She did. And she even at one point joked that she's an educator. It's not part of her job to answer questions from reporters. So that she lightened the mood a little bit, and she did a great job.
Good. I'm glad to hear. You always do a great job, too, Nader. People can check out all your work at chicago.suntimes.com. Hey, quickly, it's just K to 5, though, today. The other grades start later, right?
Yeah, so it's about 37,000 students today in K through 5, and then 18,500, if I'm remembering right, in 6th through 8th next week. I should mention, too, Dr. Janice Jackson, CPS CEO, she was asked today about high schools. That's mm-hmm. been sort of the focus of the past week. A lot of parents are asking when high schools are going to get this conversation.
Sure.
The district and the Chicago Teachers Union are starting to meet. They're going to have some similar issues to hammer out for high schools. Everyone's hoping that it's not as contentious as it was for elementary schools, but they're sort of going to have to work off of this framework for K through 8 and figure out some, there's just some more complex issues for high schools because schedules are more, they have a lot more mobility within the school. Yeah. Classes are in different classrooms, all that. And so Hopefully that can get figured out over the next few weeks, too.
Yeah, you hope so. Thank you, Nader. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it. Appreciate the kind words about my sister, too. I'll pass them along. Bye, Nader. Talk to you later. Nader Issa there at the Sun Times. Very special guest joining the show now, the principal of Hawthorne Elementary. Turn down your radio, Trish. You may have had...
Hello?
Trish, yeah, you got to turn down the radio back.
There's no radio in back. I'm sorry. The radio. You mean this, the radio that I'm with? They're working. Yeah, sorry. Let me go in my room.
Sorry. This is the principal of Hawthorne Elementary, who also happens to be my sister, and she was front and center with all the news today, the cameras, the spotlight, the mayor, the school CEO, Janice Jackson was there. I know you guys were kicking off the return to school today.
Yes, for interpersonal. We were. It's a light morning today. Yeah.
So how did it go, yes. Trish? I know you love education, but I don't know you're not the biggest fan of all the hoopla kind of thing.
The
but
hoopla.
It sounds
no,
yeah. How did it go?
Well, we were thrilled. Obviously, we were very honored that they chose to be with us on our first day of K to 5. We don't have a pre-K or cluster program, so it was actually our first day of having any in-person students at all. And so I think it went very well. I mean, it's like one of those things where you just plan for everything, and you know whatever they say, you know. You plan for everything. You hope nothing goes wrong, and it really didn't, you know. So I think it went very well. So it was a pretty, you know, busy morning, but the staff just did a wonderful job. So it went very well.
Shout out to all the teachers, the principals, too, of course. You guys have been handling so much, all of you, and all the staffers, too, that get ready those schools and have been dealing with, you know, so many concerns
from
so
many
people.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been here every day since the closure in March. So I've been here, our security staff, our front office staff, our facility staff. So we've never left. So mm-hmm. they're just truly amazing in the work that they do, and you know, just keep getting the schools ready. So yeah, it's been great. Obviously, it was great to see all of our teachers. They came back, you know, the K to five last week, and then, you know, it was nice to see our 6 or 8 teachers today too. So it was really, even though we've had teachers in you know, over the last few months, et cetera, this is really the first day that everybody was together in terms of our teachers and staff. So that was really great to see as well.
And I know you had a lot of kids return at your school, and that it isn't the case all across the district.
That's correct. And, yeah.
You know, I just wonder what do you think is going to get people to be more comfortable, or what will change that, do you think?
So, I mean, I just think what's great is parents have a choice to make, and you know, in person is an option or remote is an option. And obviously, you know, one thing that we talked about today is that we're still one community, and we're all one community, whether children are staying remote or in person. But what's nice about, you know, having some students come back in person is you can get your routines down and teachers can get used to the teaching style, and you do feel like eventually, you know, like Dr. Jackson was saying this morning, you're in recovery mode, and you do feel like you can kind of sense the eventuality that one day you are actually going to be all together again in person. And so I think, you know, certainly everybody's situation is different. Everybody's got a different opinion on this. People are cautious and for good reason. And so, you know, as time goes on, I think, you know, people who are waiting it out to see if things are working will realize that they are working and they'll opt back in. Other people who have family situations where they need to stay remote, you know, certainly we look forward to welcoming them when they're able to do so. So, yeah, I do expect, though, fourth quarter there'll be an uptick in opt-ins, even though we already have a pretty high uptick. Dr. Jackson was saying that she expects to see a high uptick across the district for fourth quarter in terms of parents opting in for in-person learning.
Good to hear. So how did it feel just to have the entire press corps there and the mayor and all the dignity? I mean, like the world, the center of the universe,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it was just a whirlwind. I mean, what's great is, like, you know, they just tell you what to do every second, right? So there wasn't a lot for me to really think about. I was kind of being told what to do every second, which is fine. You know, that's not really my main core job responsibilities. You know, yeah, I mean, it was sort of surreal, and I was looking forward to really an easy day, quote unquote, not that there is such a thing, but, you know, I know this was our first day of in-person, and that might sound a little bit strange to say, but we just felt like we were so ready that we were like, this is great. We're going to have an easy day last Friday and just, you know, have a great weekend and look forward to seeing our kids on Monday morning. And then I got the call Thursday night. I was doing my grocery shopping that, you know, we were going to have some special guests this morning. So, yeah, I mean, it was really surreal in a lot of ways, but obviously a huge honor that they chose us and, you know, chose us to showcase our work and, you know, kids coming back to school and knowing that our systems would be in place and, you know, great to have that support. So, yeah, it went fine, but we were happy to see him go.
Right. Exactly. I know the feeling. I totally know the feeling. I will just say that we had Nader Issa, the education reporter from the Sun-Times, on, and he just said, yeah, Trish was really good because she kind of disarmed us all and said, just so you know, answering questions from Porter is not like something I'm really used to doing.
Right.
Something like that.
That's what I said. I said, let's manage our expectations right now. I don't do this for a living. So, you know what I mean? Because when you see Janice up there, she's so amazing at that. And then the mayor and all these, you know, and everybody who's like a professional. And then I'm just standing there. So I'm like, I just want everybody to understand this is not one of my core job functions. You know what I mean?
You did well. You've done well. I'm proud of you. Apparently, Greg Pratt was tweeting about you, too, from the Tribune, saying Hawthorne principal Patricia DeVlantis should be at all news conferences from now on.
That's
so
hilarious.
You've done well, sister. Congrats.
Well, and, I appreciate that, but I'll be just fine, you know, kind of laying low. Give it another 2 years. Janice was here 2 years ago. We'll wait another 2 years.
So. Sounds good, Trish. Shout out to all the teachers, staff, principals. I know you did that when you were talking earlier, and I just want to remind everyone.
Absolutely. And they are the stars of this show. And together, collaboratively with our parents, our students, and district leadership, that's what gets it done. So we're happy to see it happen. Have a
Congrats.
Good one.
Trish, you too.
Have a good one.
Talk to you
later. Bye.
My sister Trish there, the principal at the Hawthorne Elementary. She was a little nervous last night. I don't think she'll mind me saying about everybody coming to her school, but it looks like everything has been going so well there, so far so well. At the first day, as CPS re-entered the school buildings.